2. The Florida Driver License 1. Definitions. 2. Florida Classified Driver Licenses. 3. Who needs one? 4. Who does not need one? 5. Identification Requirements 6. Vision Requirements 7. Parents' Consent for Minors. 8. Examinations 9. Physical and Mental Requirements 10. Restriction and Endorsement Codes on Florida Licenses. 11. Selective Service 12. Traffic Law and Substance Abuse Education. 13. Sexual Offenders and Sexual Predators. 14. Career Offender. 15. Voluntary Contribution. 16. Fees 2.1. Definitions. Business District, an area where 50% or more of the land next to the road is used for businesses. Bicycle, every vehicle propelled solely by human power. Cancellation, the act of declaring a driver's license void and terminated. Certified copy, a copy which is marked in some official way to show that it is a true copy of the original document. To get a certified copy of a document, you must contact the agency that issued the original document. Child restraints, infant carriers or removable car seats specially designed to keep babies and young children from being injured in car crashes. A lap belt may be used as a restraint for children 4 years old or older. Conviction, a judgment of guilt in a court. In a driver's record, suspended sentences, forfeiting and treasures of bonds, and pleas of no contest count against a driver just as a conviction does. Department, the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Endorsement, a special authorization which permits a person to drive certain types of vehicles, transport certain types of property or transport a number of passengers. Felony. Any criminal offense that is punishable under the laws of the state, or that would be punishable if committed in the state, by death or imprisonment in a state penitentiary. State penitentiary includes state correctional facilities. Immigrant, a permanent resident alien who is admitted to the United States as a lawful permanent resident. Immigrants are legally accorded the privilege of residing permanently in the United States and are issued immigrant visas or adjusted to permanent resident status by the USCIS intersection, where two streets meet or cross. Motor vehicle, any self-propelled vehicle, including a motor vehicle combination, not operated upon rails or guideway, excluding vehicles moved solely by human power, motorized wheelchairs, and motorized bicycles as defined in Section 316.003, Florida Statutes. Motorcycle, any motor vehicle having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel on not more than three wheels in contact with the ground, but excluding a tractor or a moped. Non-immigrant, an alien who seeks temporary entry to the United States for a specific purpose and who has declared one's intention to stay only for a temporary period of time. Pedestrian, any person afoot. Resident, a person who has his principal place of domicile in this state for a period of more than 6 consecutive months, has registered to vote, has made a statement of domicile pursuant to Section 222.17, Florida Statutes, or has filed for homestead exemption on property in this state. Residential District, an area where most of the land next to the road is used for homes. Restriction, a prohibition against operating certain types of motor vehicles or a requirement that a driver comply with certain conditions when driving a motor vehicle. Revocation, the termination of a licensee's privilege to drive a motor vehicle. Suspension, the temporary withdrawal of a licensee's privilege to drive a motor vehicle. United States citizen, a person born in the U.S., naturalized, or one who has obtained a certificate of citizenship from the Department of State. Vehicle, every device, in, upon, or by which any person is or may be transported or drawn upon a highway, except devices used exclusively upon stationary rails or tracks. 2.2. Florida Classified Driver Licenses. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles issues the following classes of licenses: Class A, B, C, and E. Classes A, B, and C are for drivers of commercial motor vehicles such as large trucks and buses. Class E is for drivers of non-commercial vehicles. There is a separate manual entitled Commercial Driver License Manual for truck and bus drivers. This manual is available at any driver licenses or tax collector licensing agent office that offer driver license services or on the department's webpage at www.flhsmv.gov. If you wish to drive a motor vehicle, you must be properly tested and licensed. 2.3. Who needs one? If you live in Florida and want to drive a motor vehicle on public streets and highways. If you move to Florida and have a valid license from another state, you must get a Florida license within 30 days of becoming a resident. You are considered a resident of Florida if you, A. enroll your children in public school, or B. register to vote, or C. file for a homestead exemption, or D. accept employment, or E. reside in Florida for more than 6 consecutive months. 2.4. Who does not need one? The following persons may drive in Florida without a Florida driver license, if they have a valid license from another state or country: any non-resident who is at least 16 years old, persons employed by the United States government driving a United States government motor vehicle on official business, any non-resident working for a firm on a contract for the United States government. This exemption is only for 60 days. Any non-resident attending college in Florida. Persons who drive only vehicles like farm tractors or road machines temporarily on the highway may drive without a license. A licensed driver that lives in another state and travels regularly between his home and work in Florida. Non-resident migrant farm workers, even though they are employed or place children in the public schools, providing they have a valid license from their home state. Members of the armed forces stationed in Florida and their dependents, with these exceptions: A. service member or spouse claims homestead exemption. All drivers in family must obtain Florida licenses. B. service member becomes employed. All drivers in family must obtain Florida licenses. C. spouse becomes employed. Spouse and children who drive must obtain Florida licenses. D. child becomes employed. Only employed child who drives must obtain Florida license. 2.5. Identification requirements. All applicants for a Florida driver license or identification card must present primary identification, proof of social security number, or if you have not been issued a social security number, you must bring a letter from the Social Security Administration indicating that you were never issued one. In addition, you will need to provide a secondary form of identification: two documents showing your residential address. Please visit www.gathergogt.com to obtain a personalized list of requirements. Step 1, Primary Identification. United States citizens must provide one of the following original or certified documents: 1. Certified United States birth certificate, including territories and District of Columbia. The birth certificate must be issued by a government agency. Hospital birth certificates cannot be accepted. 2. Valid unexpired United States passport or passport card. 3. Consular report of birth abroad. 4. Certificate of naturalization. 5. Certificate of citizenship. Immigrants must provide one of the following original or certified documents: valid alien registration receipt card, green card, form I-151 or I-55, or permanent resident card. I-551 stamp in a valid passport with a valid United States visa affixed or on an approved I-94. Immigration judge's order, with the customer's A number, granting asylum. I-797, with the customer's A number, stating the customer has been granted asylum. I-797 or another form from the Citizenship and Immigration Services, with the customer's A number, stating the customer's application for refugee status is approved. Canadian citizens must provide one of the following original or certified documents: valid Canadian passport, original or certified Canadian birth certificate, Canadian naturalization certificate, Canadian certificate of citizenship. Non-immigrants must provide one of the following original documents, which must be valid for more than 30 days: valid employment authorization card issued by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service Form I-688B or I-766. Proof of non-immigrant classification provided by United States Citizenship and Immigration Service Form I-94, not expired, with required supporting attachment S. If in doubt regarding required documents, please bring all of your Citizenship and Immigration Services documentation with you. I-94s must be accompanied by a valid passport with a valid United States visa affixed. Certain classifications require additional documentation. OM examples are: F1 and M1 classification must also be accompanied by an I-20. J1 or J2 designation must be accompanied by a DS-2019. Refugee, asylee and parolee classifications must be accompanied by additional documentation. The following documents will only be accepted with a supporting document, including but not limited to a passport, Florida driver license or identification card, driver license from any other state, employment authorization card, employer identification, identification from home country, identification from school or college, social security card or other Citizenship and Immigration Services document. I-571 travel document, refugee travel permit, I-512 parole letter accepted, IJO asylum or cancellation of removal, immigration judge's order granting asylum or cancellation of removal. Immigrants, Canadian citizens, and other non-immigrants applying for a Florida driver license will be issued a 30-day paper temporary driving permit without a photo. Non-U.S. citizens applying for an original identification card will be issued a receipt. The department will review the identification documents provided and electronically verify their validity with the Department of Homeland Security, FDLE and the FBI. If your identity and legal presence is verified, then you will be issued a driver license or identification card within 30 days. The card will be mailed to the address on your driver record and will be issued through the expiration date of your Citizenship and Immigration Services document or 1 year, whichever is sooner. If we cannot verify your identity or legal presence, your temporary permit will expire and we will deny issuance of a driver license or identification card. Step 2, Social Security number or secondary identification. Florida law requires the collection of the Social Security number as proof of your identity. We will electronically verify the information you provide with the Social Security Administration. All applicants for a driver license or identification card must present one of the following original or certified documents as proof of their Social Security numbers, Social Security card. W-2 form. Paycheck containing your Social Security number. SSA 1099. Non-SSA 1099. The name on your Social Security document must match the name that you wish to have on your driver license or identification card. If you recently changed your name, please update your records with the Social Security Administration first. If you have never been issued a Social Security number and are a United States citizen or immigrant, you must provide a letter from the Social Security Administration indicating that a number has never been issued. You must also provide one of the secondary documents listed below. All non-immigrants, including Canadians, must provide one of the following secondary documents. 1. A driver license from the District of Columbia, United States Territories, or one of our 50 states. 2. School record stating date of birth, which must contain the registrar's signature. 3. Transcript of the birth record filed with a public officer charged with the duty of recording certificates. 4. Baptism certificate, which shows date of birth and the place of baptism. 5. Family Bible record or birth announcement in a baby book. 6. An insurance policy on the customer's life, which has been in force for at least 2 years and which has the month, day and year of birth. 7. A military or military-dependent identification card. United States military ID cards with an officer rank will be accepted as proof of citizenship only, not as a primary identification. 8. An identification card from the District of Columbia, United States Territories or one of our 50 states. 9. Florida license record or identification card record. 10. Selective Service Registration Draft Card. 11. Florida or Out-of-State Vehicle Registration. 12. Florida Driver License or Identification Cards. 13. Receipt copy of your last Florida Driver License Issuance. 14. Immigration Form I-571. 15. Federal Form DD-214 Military Record. 16. Marriage Certificate. 17. Court Order, which includes legal name. 18. A Florida Voter Registration Card, which has been issued in the past 3 months. 19. Personal Identification by an Examiner or by a person well known to the examiner. 20. Social Security Card. 21. Parent Consent Form of Minor, signed by the parent or legal guardian. 22. Government-issued out-of-country passport, driver license, or identification card. 23. Concealed Weapons Permit. Step 3, Proof of Residential Address. All applicants for a driver license or identification card must present two documents with their residential addresses. 1. Deed, mortgage, monthly mortgage statement, mortgage payment booklet or residential rental lease agreement. 2. Florida voter registration card. 3. Florida vehicle registration or title. 4. Florida boat registration or title if living on a boat houseboat. 5. Customer under 18, a statement from a parent, step-parent or legal guardian of the minor is required. Parent, guardian or step-parent must reside at the same residence address as minor. Parent, guardian or step-parent that cannot accompany minor must complete a statement through a certification of address form with two proof of residence address. The certification of address form can be obtained in a driver license or tax collector licensing agent office or on the department webpage at http://www.flhsmv.gov/.ote. You may present one proof of residential address document and use a second from the parent, step-parent, legal guardian or person you live with along with a completed certification of address form. 6. Customers 18 years or older, customers who reside with someone must provide a statement through a certificate of address form from that person along with two proof of address in that person's name. The certification of address form can be obtained in a driver license or tax collector licensing agent office or on the department webpage at http://www.flhsmv.gov/. Note: you may present one proof of residential address document and use a second from the parent, step-parent, legal guardian or person you live with along with a completed certification of address form. 7. A utility hookup or work order dated within 60 days of the application. 8. Automobile payment booklet 9. Selective service card 10. Medical or health card with address listed. 11. Current homeowner's insurance policy or bill. 12. Current automobile insurance policy or bill. 13. Educational institution transcript forms for the current school year. 14. Unexpired professional license issued by a government agency in the United States. 15. W-2 form or 1099 form. 16. Form DS-2019, Certificate of Eligibility for Exchange Visitor J-1, status. 17. A letter from a homeless shelter, transitional service provider, or halfway house verifying that the customer resides at the shelter address. 18. Utility bills, not more than 2 months old. 19. Mail from financial institutions, including checking, savings, or investment account statements, not more than 2 months old. 20. Mail from federal, state, county or city government agencies including city and county agencies. 21. Transients, sexual offender predator career offender, FDLE registration form completed by local sheriff's department. 2.6. Vision requirements. You will be restricted to wearing corrective lenses when you drive if you need to wear contact lenses or glasses to pass the test. Telescopic lenses, you are not eligible for a driver license if you wear glasses with telescopic lenses. Your driving privilege will be revoked if you are unable to meet the minimum vision standards. To pass, you must meet the following vision standards with or without corrective lenses: 20/14 or better vision in each eye with or without corrective lenses meets state requirements without referral to an eye specialist. 20/50 or worse vision in either eye with or without corrective lenses are referred to an eye specialist for possible improvement. 20/70 or worse vision in either eye, or both eyes together may pass with or without corrective lenses. If one eye is blind or 20/200 or worse, the other eye must be 20/14 or better. The use of telescopic lenses to meet visual standards is not recognized in Florida. 2.7. Parents' consent for minors. If you are under 18 and are not married, your license application must be signed by one parent or a legal guardian. The application must be signed in front of the examiner or notary public. Whoever signs your application agrees to take responsibility with you for your driving. If the signer decides not to accept responsibility for your driving, your license will be canceled. To cancel the license, the signer must write a letter to the department, at the address listed below, requesting to withdraw their consent for the minor driver. Include the complete name, date of birth and driver license number of the minor driver in the letter. Division of Driver License, Al Kirkman Building, 900 Appalachee Parkway, Alhazy, Florida, 32399. TTN, Bureau Chief of Driver Improvement. The consent form must be signed by an examiner or notarized by a notary. 2.8. Examinations. 2.8.1, Purpose of Driver License Examination. The purpose of the license examination is to determine several things. A. Can you read and understand road signs, traffic signals and highway markings? B. Do you know the Florida driving rules? C. Can you see well enough to drive safely? D. Do you have the skill and experience to drive safely? E. Do you have any physical or mental handicaps that would affect your driving? 2.8.2, Examination Requirements. Persons applying for an original Florida license are required to take the following tests: learner's driver license, vision, hearing, road signs, and Class E road rules. Class E license, vision, hearing, road signs, Class E road rules and driving test. Note: persons holding a valid license from other states, United States possessions, France, or Canada are only required to take a vision test unless their driving ability is questionable. The license from the other states or United States possessions must be surrendered at the time of issuance of the Florida driver license. Persons holding a license from Germany and Taiwan are required to take the vision, hearing and written exam. The driving test may be waived unless their driving ability is questionable. Motorcycle endorsement. In addition to the above tests, customers requesting motorcycle endorsements must complete a motorcycle rider course unless they have a motorcycle endorsement on their out-of-state, French or Canadian license. Commercial driver licenses. See Florida Manual for Truck and Bus Drivers for required exams. 2.8.3, Examination Information. Vision Test, Standard Vision Screening. Road Sign Test, Multiple Choice Test, which consists of 20 road signs for you to identify by color, shape or meaning. Road Rules Test, Multiple Choice Test, which consists of 20 questions regarding Florida traffic laws. Vehicle Inspection, your vehicle will be inspected to determine that it is safe for a road test. Driving Test, you must provide a vehicle for the driving test. If you do not have a valid license, you must be accompanied by a licensed driver. An interpreter can be used during the driving test. No other passengers are permitted. You are expected to perform the following maneuvers on the driving test: turn about, turn your car around in a 30 to 40 space, shift gears, change gears smoothly and correctly if your car has a manual shift transmission, approach of crossing, get in the proper lane and look in each direction, change gears smoothly and correctly if your car has a manual shift transmission, observe right-of-way, allow pedestrians to cross, pull over and stop for emergency vehicles and do not enter an intersection where you will interfere with other traffic. Straight in parking, park your vehicle inside the parking space straight in. When properly parked, the vehicle should be centered inside the space with no part of the vehicle extending out in the traffic lane. This maneuver gives the examiner the opportunity to observe your ability to A. handle the vehicle in close quarters, B. judge distance, C. maintain control of the vehicle as you turn into a straight in parking space. Stop start on a grade. If there is no hill on your driving test, this maneuver is simulated when the car is in the straight in parking space or when the car is pulled over to the side of the road before the turnabout maneuver. You will be instructed to show or tell the examiner what you would do if you were going to leave the vehicle parked up or down a hill, with or without a curb. Stop quickly, drive at 20 miles per hour and make a quick, safe stop when the examiner instructs you. Backing back for a distance of 50 feet at a slow speed. Do not use the rear view mirror when backing. Look to the rear instead. Obey stop signs, give the proper signal if turning, approach in the proper lane, come to a complete stop before reaching the pedestrian crosswalk or stop line, and remain stop until you can move safely without interfering with cross traffic. Obey traffic signals, get into the proper lane and approach the light at a speed that will allow you to stop if the light should change. When you must stop, stop before the pedestrian crosswalk or stop line. When the light turns green, do not move forward until the other traffic has cleared the intersection. Give the correct signal for stopping and turning. Watch for no turn and one-way signs. Signal and turn, get into the proper lane and signal your turn for the last 100 feet. You may use either hand signals or mechanical signals. Slow before reaching the crosswalk and turn into the proper lane. Passing, always look ahead and behind to make sure you can pass safely. Pass on the left, unless the car ahead is about to make a left turn or is in the left turn lane on a street with more than one lane in each direction. Do not pass on the shoulder side of the road. Stay in proper lane, drive in the right lane except on a one-way street. Do not change lanes until you may do so safely. Follow at a safe distance, do not drive too closely behind other cars. Use the 2-second rule. Use proper posture, keep both hands on the steering wheel and do not rest your elbow in the window. The examiner will explain any mistakes you may have made after the test is completed. If you disqualify on the driving test, you will be asked to study or practices before returning for another test. You will be asked to return another day for additional tests. If you pass the examination, the examiner will collect the fee and issue your license. If you surrender a valid learner's license and do not need to make changes, you are not charged additional fees for the replacement class E2.8.4, Driver Education. Driver education courses can help you develop the skills you need to be a safe driver. You can obtain more information by referring to your local telephone directory under Driving Instruction or Traffic Schools 2.8.5, Third Party Testing. Many driver education teachers assist the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles DHSMV in licensing new drivers. Students who complete their driver license tests through DHSMV approved Driver Education Licensing Assistance Program DELAP courses in participating public or private schools will have the results entered into the department's test records by their driver education teacher. The test results will be used by the local driver license office for issuance of a learner's driver license or Class E license. DHSMV may, however, test any student on a random basis before issuing a driver license. 2.9. Physical and mental requirements. You must list any physical or mental problems on your license application that might affect your driving. Many of the physical problems can be handled by placing restrictions on your license. If you have epilepsy, fainting spells, dizziness, blackouts or any other medical condition that could impair your driving, you may be asked to have your doctor complete a medical report form. These forms may be requested through your local driver licenses office and are mailed directly to you. The report must be completed by your doctor and submitted to the department before a license is issued. If you are diabetic and use insulin, you may request that insulin dependent is indicated on your license 2.10. Restriction and endorsement codes on Florida licenses 2.10.1, restriction codes. A corrective lenses means a person must wear corrective lenses at all times when operating a vehicle. B. Outside rearview mirror left side means the vehicle the person is driving must have a left outside rearview mirror on the car. See business purposes only means a driving privilege that is limited to any driving necessary to maintain livelihood, including driving to and from work, necessary on the job driving, driving for educational purposes, and driving for church and for medical purposes. De-employment purposes only means a driving privilege that is limited to driving to and from work and any necessary on-the-job driving required by an employer or occupation. E-daylight driving only means the person can only drive during daylight hours. F-automatic transmission means the person can only drive a vehicle that has automatic transmission. G power steering means the person must drive a vehicle with power steering. I directional signals means a person must drive a vehicle equipped with mechanical signals. J grip on steering wheel means the vehicle must be equipped with a knob or grip on the steering wheel. K hearing aid means the person must wear a hearing aid at all times while driving a CDL vehicle. L seat cushion means the person must use a seat cushion at all times while driving. M hand controls or pedal extension means the vehicle must be equipped with hand controls or a pedal extension. N left foot accelerator means the vehicle must be equipped with a left foot accelerator. P probation interlock device means the vehicle must be equipped with a device that locks the ignition. S other restrictions means there are other restrictions imposed on this license. X medical alert bracelet means the person wears a medical alert bracelet. Y educational purposes only means the person can drive only for educational purposes. 2.10.2 restriction codes appearing on commercial driver licenses only 1. Vehicles with O air brakes. Issued to those who have not passed the required written and or skills test for the operation of vehicles with air brakes. 2. CDL interstate only CMV issued to those who are authorized to operate commercial motor vehicles inside Florida only. 3. Bus only CMV issued to persons who are only authorized to operate a commercial vehicle that is a bus. 4. CMV less than 26,001 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. 5. No tractor trailers. 6. No class A passenger vehicles. 7. No class B passenger vehicles. Note: drivers with a restriction on their license who do not comply with the requirements of the restriction can be issued a citation for violation of restriction and could be suspended. Offenses of this type are a second-degree misdemeanor, except for violations of restriction code X2.10.3, endorsement codes. These endorsements are placed on Class A, B, or C commercial driver licenses. H placarded hazmat, issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will transport placarded hazardous materials. N tank vehicles, issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will drive tank vehicles. P passengers, issued to those who have passed the required written and skills tests and who will drive passenger vehicles. T double triple trailers issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will drive double or triple tractor trailer vehicles. S school bus, issued to those who have passed the required written and skills tests and who will drive a school bus. X placarded hazmat and tank vehicles, issued to those who qualify for endorsements H and N2.11. Selective service. State law requires any male that is a United States citizen or immigrant who is at least 18 years old but less than 26 years old, to comply with federal Selective Service System requirements when applying to receive a driver's license, a learner's driver's license, a commercial driver's license, an identification card, or renewal or replacement card or license. Any driver license or identification card applicant consents to the Federal Selective Service System Requirements 2.12. Traffic Law and Substance Abuse Education. If you have never been issued a license in any jurisdiction, state, or country, you are required to complete a traffic law and substance abuse education course before you will be issued a license. A list of TLSA providers can be found in the back of this handbook or on our website located at www.flhsmv.gov. You can also find locations in your area using your local phone directory 2.13. Sexual offenders and sexual predators. Within 48 hours after completing the required initial registration as a sexual predator or sexual offender in Florida, all sexual predators and sexual offenders who are not incarcerated, including sexual predators and sexual offenders who are under the supervision of the Florida Department of Corrections, shall register in person at a driver license office of the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles or Tax Collector Licensing Agent. If otherwise qualified, such person shall secure a Florida driver license or identification card. The sexual predator or sexual offender must identify him or herself as such and provide his or her place of permanent or temporary residence. Post office box numbers may not be used in place of a physical residential address. Each time a sexual predator's driver license or identification card is subject to renewal and within 48 hours after any change of the predator's or offender's residence or change in the predator's or offender's name by reason of marriage or other legal process, the predator or offender shall report in person to a driver license's office or tax collector licensing agent. If otherwise qualified, such person shall secure a Florida driver license or identification card. For more information about registration and notification requirements, you may contact your local sheriff's office, your supervising officer with probation and parole, or the Florida Department of Law Enforcement at 1-888-FL-PREDATOR-1, 888-357-7332, Sexual Offender Predator Unit, Post Office Box 1489, Tallahassee, Florida, 32302-1489. www.fdle.state.fl.us 2.14. Career Offender. As of January 1, 2003, career offenders are certain persons who are designated as habitual violent felony offenders, violent career criminals, or three-time violent felony offenders, SS. 775.26, 944.608, 944.609. Within 2 working days after completing the required registration as a career offender in Florida, all career offenders who are not incarcerated, including career offenders who are under the supervision of the Florida Department of Corrections, shall register in person at a driver license office of the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles or Tax Collector Licensing Agent. If otherwise qualified, such person shall secure a Florida driver license or identification card. Each time a career offender's driver license or identification card is subject to renewal and within 2 working days after any change of the career offender's residence or change in the career offender's name by reason of marriage or other legal process, the career offender shall report in person to a driver license office or tax collector licensing agent. If otherwise qualified, such person shall secure a Florida driver license or identification card. The career offender must identify him or herself as such and provide his or her place of permanent or temporary residence. Post office box numbers may not be used in place of a physical resident address. For more information about registration and notification requirements, you may contact your local sheriff's office, your supervising officer with probation and parole or the Florida Department of Law Enforcement at 1-888-357-7332 Career Offender Unit, Florida Department of Law Enforcement at 1-888-FL Predator 1-888-357-7332 Sexual Offender Predator Unit, Post Office Box 1489, Tallahassee, Florida, 32302-1489. www.fdle.state.fl.us 2.15. Voluntary Contributions. When you are applying for a driver license or identification card, you may voluntarily contribute to the following special trust funds. Children's Hearing Help Fund – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Family First – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Florida Council of the Blind – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Healthcare Trust Fund – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Hearing Research Institute Incorporated – $2 suggested minimum contribution. Juvenile Diabetes Foundation International – $1 suggested minimum contribution. League Against Cancer La Liga Contra El Cancer – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Prevent Blindness Florida – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Prevent Child Sexual Abuse – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Ronald McDonald House – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Senior Vision Services – $1 suggested minimum contribution. State Homes for Veterans Trust Fund – $1 suggested minimum contribution. Stop Heart Disease – $1 suggested minimum contribution. The ARC of Florida – $1 suggested minimum contribution 2.16. Fees. Fees for license. Initial license fee for first Florida license, $48. Learner's driver license original, $48. Class E renewal, $48. Learner's license renewal, $48. Commercial driver license, $75. Stolen license if police report filed, no fee. Replacement license, $25. Other fees. Commercial driver license endorsements, $7. Hazardous material endorsement application and background check, $91. Motorcycle endorsement, $7. Identification card original, $25. Identification card duplicate or renewal, $25. Stolen identification card if police report filed, no fee. Delinquent fee for renewals after expiration date, $15. Written re-exams, $10. Driving re-exams, $20. Tax collector convenience fee for services provided at tax collector offices, $6.25. Service fees. An administrative fee, alcohol and drug related offenses, in addition to any other required fees, $130. After a license has been revoked, $75. After a license has been suspended, $45. After a license has been disqualified, $75. Worthless checks, $55. Suspension for failure to pay or appear for a traffic citation, failure to pay child support, failure to pay court financial obligations, $60. Insurance suspension fees. Failure to maintain PIP insurance, first suspension, $150. Second suspension, $250. Third suspension, $500. Failure to maintain liability insurance. $15. First suspension, resulting from a DUI conviction. $150. Second suspension, resulting from a DUI conviction. $250. Third suspension, resulting from a DUI conviction. $500. Note, if you are suspended under both the PIP and the liability law, you will be charged both reinstatement fees. Driver licenses agents tax collectors. Our local tax collector may provide full or limited driver license services. Tax collectors may assess a $6.25 service fee.